It's 21 minutes past 12, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario
and
Darren.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in, our guest in the studio. Well, she's not in the studio, she's online. Her name is Nicole, and thanks to Darren Capps Davis again, we have the hotline established so we can talk to our guest. Nicole, welcome to the studio with us today on a very short notice. How are you, Nicole?
Oh, I'm well, Mario. How are you?
Well, look, and Darren and I, we just cancelled our trips to Bora Bora for the next week, so hopefully you can help us.
So where are you in the world, Nicole?
Where are you, Nicole?
I'm in deep down lockdown in Melbourne at the moment.
I love Melbourne. I was just saying earlier I wanted to go to Melbourne, but I can't join you. I'm glad you can be with
Please
us on the phone.
Yeah, look, it's like I didn't watch the news. What's the happening in Victoria? But I presume it's gas masks, chemical suits, and everything else necessary for the summer. Yes, that's what it is.
Pretty intense down here. Let me tell you. In fact, anywhere, you know what? Intense. But I'd like to just go and be in a tent anywhere else at Victoria, so yes.
Okay, well, Nicole, look, for our listeners, you know, I'd like to say as well thank you to Daniel Tolson, who introduces us for this radio show, and Daniel and I are very grateful for this one. So Nicole, for our listeners, you know, we have the normal question, standard question: who is Nicole?
Yeah, well, thank you again for this opportunity.
You're going to have them all. Trust me, as I said to you, we're going to have you more on the show. Darren and I already looking the schedule. But yes, who is Nicole?
I have been on a little bit of a crazy journey over the last little while. I've primarily been in the travel industry for about 14 years and then decided last year to take the plunge and start my own business to be a business consultant to travel companies. So I guess primarily what I do is I work with business owners who are looking to grow their revenue and profit, but I do that by actually working with people on a deeper level about their emotional intelligence and their DISC profiles so that they can understand why they behave the way they behave, how they can interact with others in a little bit smoother, in a smoother way, mm-hmm. and also then how they communicate to others as well and receive information and process information. So it's quite a combination or a mix of the individual to become the best or the, you know, get the potential that they can out of their own performance, and then how that can actually benefit a company when we actually give people the platform to be able to be supported on a deeper level. So
that's very interesting.
I've run many teams that I have practiced this method and been very successful in business to be able to get incredible results really quickly just by focusing on people's growth and development.
Okay, so, you know, on that note, you know, unfortunately, you were in Victoria. I wish you're here with us in New South Wales and, you know, we can enjoy conversation in face-to-face and enjoy the fresh air and, you know, not being, you know, being tackled by police. But the point what I try to say, I mean, it's really like, because I'm very grateful we're living in New South Wales and, you know, I mean, instead of going now in this type of conversation, Nicole, what do you see, what are most business owners and entrepreneurs facing right now in the COVID, regardless it's been the Victoria, New South Wales, across Australia? What do you think, what is the biggest their fears or downfalls or shortfalls, whatever you want to obstacles call?
Oh, look, I feel like at the moment, because we've been forced into a virtual realm at the moment, I think, you know, being flexible to work from home and doing all those things, and how do you motivate your team when they're virtually not in the room with you? So, you know, it's about communication. How are we making people feel valued even though they're not sitting in front of you, so that you can read their body language and all that sort of stuff? It really is a bit of not a struggle, but it really is about changing your mindset around how to look after your people, and I think that there's some businesses out there that if they hadn't set those foundations down before to make their people feel valued, before all this lockdown happened, I'm feeling like there's a lot of people that are questioning whether this career path is right for them because they haven't felt like their employer has supported them in the way they have. So I feel like there's definitely that happening at the moment in a lot of businesses. If, yeah, like I said, if you haven't done the groundwork prior to COVID, those businesses are really freaking out. Like, how do we keep our people? How can we afford to keep our people? Because I think COVID has really pushed people to really think about the profit instead of people. So because of the fact, especially in travel, as you can imagine,
It's difficult even to comprehend this, you know, like I now understand why Darren, he can't wait 2 p.m. he's on Dota out, you know what I mean? He's locked down with me for 2 hours and he doesn't laugh. He's laughing.
Yeah.
No, but the jokes aside, look, I can say something from my personal experience. If people don't have the purpose and objective, you know what I mean, for something, and I think, you know, it's more difficult for you guys in Victoria than anybody else across Australia. It's hard to comprehend, you know, what you're going through, and particularly if you're a business owner and you know, I mean, there is no that, not the hope, how to say, but you know, I mean, what's the next step, you know, when I can come back to some type of normal. So how do you help the business people right now in this stage?
Look, right now it's just about what sort of business do you want to come out of this COVID lockdown? Like, what does business look like and feel like to you? And I think it's about business owners really starting to think out of the box, and how are they including their people along the journey instead of it just being made, you know, if you're an employee, you know, made to feel like you're just a number. Like, so how are you growing your business to come out of this? And, you know, what things have to pivot? What things need to change? What communication levels need to change as well? And I think that this has taught us all a lot of things around how to communicate with people more effectively. And yeah, I guess my job is really to help to dig deeper into how to really communicate with someone's style, because everybody's unique and different, and you can't treat everybody the same because everybody's going through things differently. So it's just about a deeper level of understanding your people coming out of this, because they're not going to be the same.
Yeah, Nicole, it's Darren here. I was just listening to you there and thinking that it's not the same, and every sort of situation we're going through is not the same. So this is a once-in-a-100-year pandemic we're going through here, so no one knew what to expect. We still don't know what to expect. But the thing I like to always think about, and you were touching on it there, the idea of pivoting and looking for opportunities. And you hear in the travelling industry people saying, well, can we take you on virtual tours? What sort of things do you hear your clients thinking about as they pivot, or as there's opportunities of things like virtual travel, or does that just not make sense for people to earn a living off? What are your thoughts
there? Well, I can actually personally say that I did a virtual tour last week, actually. I went to Portugal.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty awesome. I've never been to Portugal before, and I got to do a street art tour, which was so cool. And it was definitely eye-opening for someone who's been in travel for so long. I thought that would never be appealing, but it was fantastic. It was very interactive. It was, you immersed yourself in that culture because the person that was there was on the ground. It was awesome, and it was definitely a really cool way to think of what travel could look like or feel like in the future.
Oh my god, don't start, you know, be like, I don't want a virtual nothing. I think, you know, like, I know it's difficult, but
take away Bora Bora, Mario. I mean, Bora Bora for sure would be an amazing
We're thinking Bora Bora, the sand and everything in the studio. We'll set up Bora Bora here and we'll do the virtual
perfect
Mario and Darren tour.
Yeah, but I can't do the influencers' photos, you know what I mean? They can say, Nicole, look, have we done these beautiful photos, you know what I mean?
I'll put the bikini up. Oops. Oh, no.
Well, you're listening live, 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario. Our lovely guest, Nicole, she's going to stay with us for the next round of questions. And if you have any questions to us about emotional intelligence, 0480-028-100. Nicole, she's ready to answer your questions directly in the studio. Listening live, 90.5 Business Insights with Mario Darren. And we'll be back after a short break. Thank you for listening to this lovely show.
Alive 90.5.
It's 25 minutes to 1, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Murray and Darren.
And Darren and I would like to extend our greetings to all our listeners in Sydney, Australia, and globally, worldwide. I'd like to say thank you, Daniel Tolson. Thank you, Nicole Sullivan. Did I say this properly?
Nicole O'Sullivan from Bird's Eye View Consulting.
Yeah. Okay, Bird's Eye View. That reminds me of a plane. It's again about traveling. So, Nicole, you know, like there is a lot of people now going to obviously change their path in career, or career path, whatever you want to call this. And, you know, I mean, everybody's going to start thinking now differently, maybe after this COVID or post-COVID, or, you know, I mean, as like we all have the different ways how we're going to deal with this. And, you know, what do you see, what's going to be biggest challenge for everybody from your point of view and your expertise for every businessman in, let's go say, next 6 months, even if COVID finished tomorrow by some miracle, what are you going to see the biggest challenge going to be for every businessman and how you can help them?
Oh, well, first of all, great question. And I really think that at the moment, it's really about understanding people's motivation at the moment. And obviously, people have just been thrown into a little bit of chaos. So, you know, survival mode is really kicking in for a lot of people, and a lot of fear and a lot of anxiety about what the future may hold, because it is very uncertain, and unfortunately human beings really don't thrive a lot on uncertainty. We really need to have some sort form of certainty to be able to move or progress forward. So I guess as a business owner, what you're going to need to be aware of is that your employees, and probably even yourself as a business owner, are really kind of uncertain, especially if you are in Victoria, like when are the borders going to open? But it's about, you know, understanding that people are going through cycles and they are all at different stages. And so this is why emotional intelligence is really, really important.
Share with us a bit more, Lisa, of emotional intelligence and this impact of COVID now and the future. Please, Nicole.
Absolutely. Well, there's five levels majorly of emotional intelligence, and I'll run through each of them and just kind of give you a little bit of a basis of what each means. So what each are is that it's called self-regulation and self-awareness. That's the first self piece. Then there's social awareness and social regulation. And then there's also motivation. So obviously with self, it's about understanding and regulating. It's almost like the best way to describe it is, you know, when you take your pulse or you take a temperature gauge of yourself to see how am I being regulated here in this particular situation. And so a lot of us aren't in tune with ourselves. So if we can't be in tune with yourself, how can you be in tune with others? So self-regulation and self-awareness is really an important piece on self-development. Mm-hmm. And then there's obviously the social awareness and social regulation. So if you're a business owner and you're not socially aware of how you're sounding to your people and how they're, and then how they are regulating to what you have to ask them to do, or vice versa, this is really important to talk through business, is to make sure that you are aware of yourself, but you're also very aware of others and how that impacts them and their journey, and how you can, as a leader, inspire them and motivate them to be able to be the best that they can be for you and your business and your customers as well. So the motivation piece then is really just understanding what someone's why. Why do they get out of bed every day? Why do they feel like this is a job that they want to pursue or a career that they want to pursue? So as a business owner, these things are really important to really deeply understand about your people, so that you are able to lead them the best way that you can, that's going to get their potential to be the best that they can be. So it's just really important as a business owner to be across these things, especially now where emotions are running high. Some people don't even realize why they're feeling that way. So if you're going to be having one-to-one conversations or coaching sessions or mentoring sessions, if you're not aware of how they're really deeply feeling, or how do you get that out of somebody, then it's just going to be a little bit of you banging your head up against a wall, wondering why your business is just a bit stagnant and you're not really moving anywhere. So I think the people focus is going to be really important moving forward around how we are going to grow and get out of this hole that we're kind of sort of sitting in right now and not really sure
interesting.
Where it's going to move.
Yeah, look, I you know, Darren and I, like, it's like we all witnessing every day The news, you know, not just from Melbourne, but across Australia and the globe, you know what I mean? But, you know, what the most always surprised me when in talking about Victoria, darling, it's like they talk about communism, right? And the communist mm-hmm. states and everything else. Look, let me tell you something. I lived 20 plus years in communism, hard communism, hardcore communism. And communism never looked like this. This is beyond the communism, right? But now, mm-hmm. for all the people, you know, I mean, what makes you to wake up in the morning? What's your buzz? What's your, the energy pack starter? How we call this? Jumping batteries, Darren? How
jump
we call
start.
It? Jump start. What's the jump start for the for Nicole in the morning? You know, I mean, what is your, you know, I mean, tip or what you're doing in the morning? How do you start your morning?
Oh, look, and you know what? I wouldn't be being honest if I said that there's definitely been days where it's been really hard, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Get motivated, you know, like it's definitely hard to be locked down. And
if you think I'm not complaining, I'm bitching and I mean to Darren every day, how bad is this for us? Trust me, I do it. You know, we're in Sydney, we're not in Melbourne, but you know, I mean, everybody has ups and downs. There's no question asked. But absolutely. You know, from your expertise and your point of view.
Well,
yeah.
I guess the important thing is, who are you surrounding yourself with? Who's your tribe? And who is it that you're able to lean on when you're feeling a bit down? And I think that, for me, I mean, I'm very fortunate I do have Daniel Tolson as my business coach and advisor. So, I mean, you know, for me, I'm very lucky that I do have somebody that's invested in my well-being. So, you know, if you don't have a mentor or a coach with you, that's definitely something around investing in. I feel like that's something that has really helped me, you know, when I'm feeling like I'm kicking the can down the road, feeling sorry for myself. He just goes, okay, you're allowed to have this moment, but snap out of it and let's move on. So I think that that's really important that I've learned, and I think that this is going to help me as a leader emerging out of this pandemic, is that if I've been experiencing this myself, and I can only imagine what others are feeling. So it's going to empower me to be able to make a difference for those to say, hey, I know how you're feeling because I've felt that too. And I'm, you know, definitely thinking that way as well. But if we keep thinking this and we keep feeding this doubt, then it's only going to hurt us in the long run. So it's, again, my self-regulation and my self-motivation is really about how do I get myself out of this and what steps do I need to take to move forward. So what this is going to do for me in my coaching business is really help to relate to others in a lot more of a deeper way, especially us here in Vic, because it has really been quite the incredible reality that we're in right now. So
yes, darling, you want to ask a question?
Yeah, Nicole, just following on there, and something you said earlier, you said when emotions are running high. And so I just noted that down and thinking, a lot of time we hear people say, well, when emotions running high, you have to do X or Y and those sorts of things.
Oh, that's
so
a new
it
one,
might
yeah.
be a hard question to you, but it's following on from what you're just saying about yourself. But when you see that from others or in a team, how do you manage that? How do you coach a team who may be having high emotions and you might be kind of thinking, well, where did you start? How do you start with a team like that?
Well, oh, good. Look, I think that's a great question. And there's definitely been scenarios that I've had a high, you know, pressure environment where people, emotions do run really high. And I think the most important thing is to first just acknowledge that and just don't sweep it under the rug. The more you sweep emotions under the rug gets really high and you trip over it all the time, or it's going to come back and bite you later. I think at the moment it's important to spend time with people to just check in a lot more regularly than probably just a morning, g'day, how are you? Just not a how are you, but it's a how are you? You know, how do you change that tone to be about really caring? And I think that that's really important as a business owner to make sure that you are stopping and having those conversations. And look, there's going to be days where people are just going, today is just not a great day. And you're like, okay, well, what are we going to do? Let's talk it through. What are some things that we can put into place that's going to make you feel better today? And yeah, look, I mean, I'm not saying that if you're a business owner, you have to become a psychologist now for your people, but it's really just about just being a lot more aware of how people are actually really feeling because, yeah, emotions, we go through that grief cycle, and so many people are in different stages of grief, and it's our job as the leadership team of a business to actually have.
I'm calling some people, you know, some further galaxies, you know, me who don't listen to you. And I'm truly grateful to you being our guest today, Nicole. We take a short break, let's go say thank you to two men. I'm going to say Daniel Tolson, Daniel Capes Davis, for making me happy. And Nicole Sullivan from what company it is? Bird something flying?
Bird's Eye View Consulting.
From Melbourne, yes. Well, yeah. Nicole, stay with us. We take a short
break.
Taking
us to Bora Bora.
Bora Bora. Bora Bora coming. Nicole, she's giving 10 tickets for Bora Bora next week. You're listening to Business Insights with Mario and Dario on Live 90.5. The best business radio talk show on the planet. And Nicole Sullivan with us from Melbourne Live.
Alive 90.5.
It's 11 minutes to 1. Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And you're listening to the best business radio talk show with Mario and Darren. Darren and I are very grateful to have them with us in studio live. Hot wire from Melbourne. Siege Melbourne. Look like a Stalingrad, you know what I mean? 790-90 days.
Secret communications.
Secret communications, you know what I mean? Like, we will all be tracked by the Victoria Police, obviously. But the point it is, we are very grateful to have with us in studio live from Melbourne, Nicole O'Sullivan from the
Bird's
Eye View Consulting. Sorry, I need to remember that's a four words, Nicole. So you say something very important. It's the pen who you're surrounding yourself to, you know, to keep yourself, your sanity, and to you be, you know, I mean, somebody who can perform better. You see, I'm surrounding myself with a Darren, and he makes me happy, but he runs away from me because obviously I don't make him happy. But Nicole, you know, you say something very important today, you know, in several times. So we all have the ups and downs. So when is the downs, you say, just snap it, and you know, you can have it at moment, but snap it and go forward. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah. So like, tell us your story. I heard that you've been struck in US before the COVID, or during the COVID, to come back in Australia. Was there some issues? Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. COVID. I was so naive about the whole thing. I thought it was such a joke. But I've been working, or had been working, with a USA client, and been going backwards and forwards for quite a few months. The results that we'd gotten were astronomical. I'd been able to get their conversion rate from 3% to over 26% in over less than 3 months.
Yes,
which was incredible, and the revenue had just quadrupled. We were just kicking so many goals, and
yes.
I was supposed to be over there for 90 days, and I was only at the beginning stages. I arrived at the beginning of February, and then by halfway through March, it was, I woke up one morning to all these missed calls on my phone to say, you better book a flight home because you're not going to be able to get home. And I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah, that's so true. I was in Dubai on a 17th of March, and, you know, I mean, I was lucky to have a darling, you know what I mean, who could wake me up 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, so I was in denial for sure. I was definitely like, this is not happening. And then I guess I came home, and ever since then, I mean, at the beginning, I'm quite a positive person generally. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm generally the energizer of the room, but I definitely went through a crazy cycle of, you know, what's going to happen? What does this mean for me? Went through quite the journey of grief. You know, you're sad, I was angry, I was depressed, but you get to the end of the grief cycle, which is acceptance, and at the end of the day, I can't change what's happened or what's happening. All I can do is accept that this is what it is, and what can I do to get out of this? And this is where the self-regulation and the self-awareness piece comes in, and obviously then also motivation. And it's really about.
May I ask you one question, Nicole? You know, like, you've been in the travel industry for a long time, and, you know, you saw the world, you saw many things surrounding us. You know, I'll not lie to you, like, I was not impressed with the many people on Instagram, you know, I mean, having a million followers, and, you know, they all have the healthy breakfast, you know, I mean, the bananas, the watermelon in the morning, and the juice with a view from Santorini, Ria Ora, whatever it is, you know, Darren, those ones?
Yeah, and chai or whatever.
And chai, like, yeah, and everyone's doing the yoga and
what's quinoa?
Yeah, I don't know, like, but, you know, there's now the point was the breaking point. pre-COVID, there is a lot of businessmen and many solopreneurs or entrepreneurs who use their social media to portray the lifestyle and everything else. However, that literally disappeared, you know what I mean? And the social media actually doesn't producing any more those, you know, quality breakfasts, you know what I mean, with massage, you know what I mean, and the fresh air on the skin. But instead of this, create a businessman, people, business women like yourself. Now, you know, in that correlation of that, you know, moment of social media, entrepreneurs of social media, and now the, you know, COVID situation, what would you give the be tip number one, Nicole, for everybody to start doing right now who in a business? You, from your point of view, what would you suggest? As I said, Dan and I, for just for the sake of conversation, Dan and I running travel agency, and you know, I mean, obviously travel is not there, but you know, we're walking around to make the masks. But what would be your tip number one to every our listener who runs the business to do right now?
Well, obviously, social platforms are very popular right now because of that's our reality right now, isn't it? We can't really go and see people face to face. So, one thing that's kind of interesting to watch was when all this happened, podcasts went through the roof. So everyone went and bought a microphone. Everyone went and bought all these things. But you've noticed that you know, webinars and things like that have started to just die down, and they're not as popular as they were at the beginning of COVID. And I guess why I see this happening constantly is that what we lack when we're doing a presentation on video is that it's that interaction. And you know, people will only be interested for a certain amount of time. So I guess the tip is, if you're going to go down the social rabbit hole of how to communicate with your audience, it's how are you getting your audience to be involved? And again, this does come down to that intelligence piece of going, it's not just about slabs of information that you're posting out there, because that's just boring. I can Google that if I really wanted to. And we've got so much bloody time on our hands to Google stuff.
Yes.
That, you know, especially when we look at travel, I'm now gagging to go on a holiday, and I've researched it to the point of no more research. I'd do my head in. But the thing is now is that let's just take travel, for example. As a travel consultant, the customer is going to come to you now and already be really knowledged up about what it is that they're doing on this next holiday that they can finally get out and do.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't need you for information anymore, but they need you for inspiration. And I think that that's really important to remember, is that what are you doing to inspire your audience? How are you getting them involved throughout the process? And it's not transactional anymore. You have to elevate your pitch to customers to be a little bit more interactive and make them feel part of the journey a lot more than what we ever did before. You know, I think that's really important to take away, is to say, how can you elevate your message through interactiveness? Like I said, you know, I went on that Portugal tour. It was awesome. It was so interactive. You felt, you know, yeah, it was virtual, but it was just a really interesting way to be involved in something that was really different. And I think that that's where businesses need to start to think about, if you're going to go down the social channel, what are you doing to engage a customer, to make them want to respond or make them want to click or enter or whatever that may be.
Nicole, what amazed me. Nicole, she's in Victoria in Melbourne, right? And she's so happy, you know, I mean, to talk. You know what I mean? Like, you cheer up me, Darren, you know what I mean? Like, and Nicole, I like to say big thank you on behalf of the Business Sisters with Mari and Darren for Line 90.5.
My pleasure.
I would like to extend our invitation, if you don't mind. We would like to send you a calendar invite for the next few weeks to you come on our show again for 2 hours, please, because, like, you know what I mean, you're a true inspiration, you know what I mean? So, Nicole, I'd like to say thank you, big thank you for being our guest today, and I'll let you, Darren, to guide you out.
And Nicole, yes, yay. So how can people get in touch with you at Bird's Eye View Consulting?
And what's your PIN number for your credit card, please, as well, at the same time?
Great question. Thanks, Darren. Well, look, mostly you can find me, the best way to find me is on Instagram. So just Nicole O'Sullivan. Don't forget the apostrophe, because I do have that little Irish kick in there. And then you can also jump on my website as well, which will also be able to give you in touch with me via email, which is birdseyeviewconsulting.com. So, yeah. The other thing I just wanted to quickly mention is that I am doing a walk in October for Black Dog Institute, and they promote mental health and suicide prevention. So I'm raising some money to really help others that are really struggling at the moment. So I've dedicated to walk 240 kilometres in the month of October just to raise that awareness, because it's definitely helped me through some dark days of, you know, feeling a little bit down, and going for that walk really does do wonders. So it's something I really am passionate about. So yeah, if you want to help me out along the journey, that'd be awesome.
That is fantastic. And thank you for being our guest today. And Nicole, we have to leave it there, but we'll have you back on. News up next.
Thank you.
You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mari and Darren.
Alive 90.5.